in Hindi, you can barely say I love you, but you can insult somebody in a million ways.
Indians generally convey love through eyes and through actions. We don't have to say that every now and then. I love you. You love me. I love you too. All that nonsense. Come on. Come on.
Have you ever verbalized to mom that you love her? Or do you just use your eyeballs?
I look at her and she gets it.
How do you?
All the time. I just look
That's
at her.
That's not true.
Well, she can say whatever. And she says everything against what I said all the time. That means she digs me.
Welcome back to Not Great, your weekly exploration of everything bad that's happening, or rather, as much bad stuff as we can fit into a 24-minute episode. I'm Sachi Cole, culture writer for BuzzFeed News and noted internet ghoul. Take my hand. Off to hell we go. Which Johnny Depp did you grow up with? Were you lucky and you got Edward Scissorhands Johnny Depp, this weirdo white boy with cheekbones that you hoped would one day slice you open so you could die happily in his arms? Or maybe you got Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas Johnny Depp, your first visual proof that Hollywood can always find a way to make a drug-addicted, explosive-obsessed man accused of sexual assault a sympathetic character. Or hey, what about a John Waters Johnny Depp, the one in Cry Baby? I saw that movie when I was very young, and I didn't understand what was happening, but I did understand that I wanted to sit on that grown man's face. But do you know which Johnny Depp my generation got? We got Pirates of the fucking Caribbean Johnny Depp. 5 movies based off an amusement park ride that would, almost 20 years later, be a vector during a global pandemic because Disney adults must fight for their right to die eating churros and Minnie Mouse ears. Oh, and until 2018, that Pirates of the Caribbean ride used to feature a woman being auctioned off. High art. Definitely needed 5 movies to get the point across. That's the Johnny Depp us millennials got. A Johnny Depp whose greatest one-liners were about drinking too much rum while his facial hair did all the acting. All to say, I'm not that keen on defending him now that his reputation has taken a series of significant hits. The last few years have not been kind to Johnny, especially as someone who seems to enjoy maintaining the image of the sexy, mysterious actor. His 2015 marriage to actress Amber Heard fell apart pretty quickly, followed by an acrimonious divorce that was plagued with allegations that Depp had verbally and physically abused her. Now, the relationship is being litigated again because Johnny's libel case against the British tabloid The Sun, who called Johnny a wife beater in print. The trial, which is taking place in London, wrapped up a few weeks ago, and we're still waiting to hear how it's all going to shake out. But the details are all gruesome. Evidence of alleged abuse on both sides, Depp allegedly headbutting Heard in their L.A. home, Depp claiming that Heard shit in their bed, and that he then called her Amber Turd. Photos of the aftermath of Depp's severed finger, which he claims was because Amber threw a vodka bottle at him, and she claims happened because he smashed a phone into the wall, will haunt my dreams. The fact that he also blew through upwards of $650 million makes me want to walk into the sea. Do you know what I could have done with that money? Do you think I would be here hosting a weekly podcast for an internet company that gave us Benny Johnson? That's fake your death money, man. I called up Lainey Liu, host of The Social and on Lainey Gossip, to break down what the hell is happening. And I, as you know, am trash, so I had to ask her about the turd thing in particular.
Well, I feel like, you know, and this is probably a reflection of my character or lack thereof, is my brain goes to, he uses the word turd. Like, it's just so painfully uncool.
To me, it tells right? me that he's like a child of the 80s.
Yeah. I mean, if Keanu Reeves had, well, first of all, Keanu Reeves would never.
He would never.
Never, ever,
he would
ever.
Never.
He would never. But I'm saying if Keanu, during one of his interviews, said the word turd, we'd be completely charmed because that fits into Keanu's brand, right? He is goofy sometimes, and he's also really cool sometimes. But a lot of times, like, Keanu hasn't crafted this image of himself that he's like the ultimate bad boy, like cool air of mystery, but it just goes so much against Johnny Depp because of that mystery. We all thought that he was like, we didn't know what was behind that beautiful face and the cigarette smoke. But you can see the image, right? The cigarette smoke and the brooding and the beauty and the hair like falling over his forehead. And he's an enigma. So you think that this is a guy who'd be, I don't know, whatever cool looks like for you, it's just not turd. And and that is what the disconnect is.
It's all woefully depressing. A catalog of a noxious marriage, likely bad from the start, trotted out in vivid detail in the press. It's not even the first time Depp has had a relationship sour in public. But back in the 90s when he was dating Kate Moss, their fights were viewed as passionate and explosive, not necessarily abusive. But this is the weird thing about the trial. It's between the son and Johnny Depp. But for some reason, it's being painted as Amber versus Johnny again. And in January 2021, there will be a defamation trial, this time between Heard and Depp. Depp is suing her because of a Washington Post op-ed she wrote about being the survivor of abuse. And even though she's not one of the parties suing or being sued in this particular case, everyone on the internet still seems to be mad at her. So why is half of the internet so mad at Amber again? I took a browse around my primary news source, TikTok, of course, and the pro-Johnny Depp videos are plentiful. There are videos demanding for Amber to be arrested or to be fired from the forthcoming Aquaman movie. This is, of course, assuming that we're ever allowed to make or see another movie again, and it also assumes that for some reason the first movie you'd want to see post-pandemic would be Aquaman 2. Like a lot of internet fights, this one is all too binary. It seems like either you have to believe that Heard is a fawn amongst wolves or that Depp is a shriveled old man abused by a young vixen. But Heard is, without question, an unreliable narrator. She admits to physically abusing Depp over the course of their relationship, sometimes in self-defense, and was arrested in 2009 for allegedly hitting her then-girlfriend. She's not a perfect victim. She would, indeed, make for a very complicated Law & Order SVU episode, one where they wouldn't even show you the verdict because those writers have been phoning it in ever since the episode where they stuffed a monkey in a basketball for an exotic animal ring episode. Here's Lainey again on why Depp is coming off as a more believable victim.
What's fascinating to me is that he seems so righteous. Like the language of his side, his team, and his legal position is that it has 100% been wronged. He's the victim and he's courageously standing up to fight the good fight and do the right thing. Like suddenly he's Braveheart, you know?
The Me Too movement was just a few years ago, and the credo was simple, believe women. So now that we've had some time to reflect on what it means to support women when they come forward about a powerful, rich, established man abusing them, isn't Heard the test case? Did we learn anything at all, or are we still stuck in the old binary, that you're either innocent or guilty, good or bad? Plus, you can't possibly care about who ends up being an Aquaman 2, right? Right? Come on, guys. We have to ask more for ourselves. Can I talk to Mom quickly?
Yes, she's here.
Mom, come here a minute. Do you dig Papa?
No, I don't.
Like, not at all?
Do you understand that, what that means?
Behind him, yes.
Behind him.
What? You dig behind him.
Yeah, what does dig really mean?
It means you like somebody.
Oh.
What did you think it meant?
I thought dig is when you talk about somebody.
Oh, like to talk shit?
Bad about him. Yeah.
So you're saying that you do speak poorly of him when he's not around. Mom, it's a podcast. You have to use your words.
Yes.
Despite having a career that spans nearly four decades, Depp is one of those celebrities shrouded in mystery. That's kind of the point, right? That's what makes him so enticing as a public figure. We don't really know him with any intimacy.
So I don't know that people, when they see Johnny Depp 2020, they actually are seeing Johnny Depp 2020 and not Johnny Depp 2000. Mm. I do think that we see people the way they're fixed in our memory. In the past, people were able to maintain, who were famous, were able to maintain a sense of mystery. And that mystery worked for him for a long, long time. So yes, right. You heard whispers of him trashing hotel rooms and whispers of his, quote, volatile relationship with Kate Moss. But because there were, in between those reports, so many information gaps, the mystery remained intact. And those reports of him trashing a hotel room and having fights with his lovers almost helped him, I put this in quotes again, sexy bad boy. And he is able to play, and he's a wonderful actor, and he's able to play characters who are complicated and wounded with such sensitivity that we filled in those gaps in the mystery with, here's someone who's a gentle soul who feels pain, and his pain manifests itself sometimes through a hotel room that gets trashed here and there, and a relationship that's fraught with volatility, right? So when you position it that way, then it's almost like, oh, let me save him. Like, all I have is sympathy for him. I just want to protect him.
I don't know if this protective impulse is why young people, and namely young women on TikTok, are so defensive of Depp amid these allegations. Hannah Gray, a 20-year-old in the UK, has been following the trial both online and in person.
I mean, my mom loves Johnny Depp too, so I feel like maybe I grew up with
it's
her
in the blood.
Watching. Yeah, exactly. It's just part of who I am. I mean, I always loved Pirates of the Caribbean when I was younger, and then I used to watch the old stuff like Edward Scissorhands and all the old films. And then over the years, like Alice in Wonderland is one of my favorites. And What's Eating Gilbert Grape? There's a film with him and Leonardo DiCaprio from the 90s, which I love. I remember when I started film class at college, you had to go around and say, what was your favorite film? And I said that, and no one else knew what it was.
Mm. She came to the trial a few times to see Depp in person. She even got a little handwritten thank you note from him, which she's framed alongside a cigar butt of his that she nabbed from a movie premiere a few years ago. Hannah really loves the guy.
So I thought, I'm going to go, I'm going to support him, maybe I'll get to meet him, which I did. I got a couple of hugs while I was there. I literally walked into court the first day, I had no clue where I was going, walked up the stairs, came face to face with Johnny, and I was like, hi. So I think I was lucky to have like a personal interaction with him. But yeah, I just thought, I'd seen all the amount of people that were turning up and the overwhelming support he'd had. And I kind of thought I wanted to be a part of that.
Hannah is pretty black and white about the case. She thinks Heard is an abuser and that Depp didn't abuse her in turn. She's indeed right about one specific thing, which is that men can be victims of abuse and assault too, even by their partners. But Hannah thinks Heard shouldn't work again, a punishment for her alleged lies, and that she's set the Me Too movement back through what she calls, quote, false allegations.
Unfortunately, she's made it so much more difficult for real victims of domestic violence to come forward because they feel that people now think that they're lying because she's lied and she's been proven that she lied. Well, even Amber's witnesses in court, which were her best friends, two of her best friends, and all the other witnesses that she had on the stand, never firsthand saw any abuse between the two of them. They never saw Johnny hitting Amber.
But does that mean it didn't happen because her friends didn't see it?
I mean, not necessarily, but they're only going off what they've heard from Amber, which we know is not valid because she's lied.
I'm going to have to interject here because this just isn't true. Io Tillett Wright, who was Heard's best man at their wedding, claimed he heard Depp joke about punching his new wife in the head after they got married. Wright claims to have been aware of both emotional and physical abuse in the marriage. He also claims he was on the phone with Heard when Depp allegedly hit her in the face. There's plenty of audio of Depp threatening Heard with violence. There are a lot of photos of her with bruises. You can contest whether Depp actually did it or who was the cause of Heard's bruises, but it's clear that her friends were aware that something was wrong in that relationship. Plus, it's utterly unreasonable to think that Heard's case alone is going to topple any woman's ability to come forward about her own abuse. It assumes not only that Heard lied, but that she lied with a monstrous, specific, and psychotic intent. So what incentive would Heard even have to lie? What could she possibly get out of it? Hannah wasn't entirely sure, but she did think that Heard was plotting out most of the relationship in a pretty slimy way. I mean, do you think that she sort of came in to the relationship with the designs to like fuck his life up?
And then take him down? Maybe that was her plan. I mean, when you look at everything she's done, it's almost plotted. But then when you look at her history, maybe she didn't have it set out for her.
I don't think there's a grand conspiracy for why Heard is making allegations against her ex-husband. I think the simplest answer is often the right one, which is that this marriage was toxic from the start. Hannah's view is so simplistic, it's hard to parse. In her mind, Depp's testimony is correct because it comes from him. If he's telling the truth, then it automatically means that Heard is lying. It's impossible to talk about this case without talking about Heard's power in this dynamic. When she and Depp got together, she was an unknown talent, and even now, I don't think most people know her name for anything other than being the wife of Johnny Depp and the tabloid coverage of their spiral.
But let's face it, she didn't have the brand recognition he did. Very few people do. So yeah, they came in with a fame imbalance. And so it was the assumption when they first got together that, yeah, like she got instantly known because suddenly she went from Amber Heard, who is an up-and-coming actress, to Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. So when you factor that in, and now their relationship went south, then part of the narrative becomes, well, she must be lying because she was a gold digger.
Right.
Right? Because she used him to get famous. And for that, I come back to two things can be true. She could have definitely enjoyed benefiting from being his partner and what it did for her profile, but it doesn't mean that she also wasn't allegedly abused.
Hannah and I had a kind of frustrating conversation about Johnny Depp. Even when we ended our call, it was weirdly adversarial. I'll let you go. You just got to hang up, and then me and my producer are going to talk after you go.
You're going to talk about how much you hate me.
I promise I won't. I have other things to do, Hannah. But I'm not taking it personally. And Lainey isn't either, which is maybe why we can conceive of a world where Heard's duality, good and maybe bad, exist in tandem.
I'm with you. And yes, it feels a little tinfoil hat, except women aren't allowed to be layered and complicated. And also, I think that we're all wrestling with accepting that two things can be true. So people are dragging up her past, and this is what she did in the past. This is who she was with in the past. This is a time when she got really mad in the past and may have hit someone herself, right? And when we talk about the two things can be true part, you can have at one point, you can have been abusive to somebody, but it doesn't mean that you can't later on be abused yourself. Two things can be true.
Right.
But I think in this case with Amber Heard, Johnny's fans are so devoted to him and he's so popular, and she is not the perfect victim. We talk about the perfect victim all the time in sexual assault cases and abuse cases. And so that past has been dragged out to be used against her.
Frustrating though it may be for me, the whole case is just so much simpler for Hannah. If you love someone, whether you know them or not, you defend them. There's not a lot of room for nuance when it comes down to love. But also, I'm not sure Johnny Depp is the person that needs protecting. He will, like Lainey told me in our interview, continue to work. He's still in the Fantastic Beasts franchise, and despite these rough few years for him, he will likely recover, and a lot faster than Heard.
I think that's what makes this whole situation so messy, is that, unfortunately, it's not a slam dunk.
I understand being young and loving a celebrity from afar. I'd really prefer not to tell you too much about my Orlando Bloom fan club, which is precisely why I know that the Pirates of Caribbean franchise sucks so bad. But to believe the hype of a celebrity instead of hearing the allegations against him, allegations from a real person, a real woman, flawed unto herself, is toxic. It sets a bad precedent for who we believe and when. Will we listen to women only when there's no doubt that they were victims? Will we listen to them only when they're compelling and have no culpability, when it's nothing but broken bones and cowering under tables, hoping their husbands will cool off? How long does Johnny Depp get to bank off being a sexy, mysterious man, the kind that's troubled and tortured, less of a person and more like a project to fix. Because in the gap of what we know about Depp, the money blown, the history of allegedly volatile relationships, and what we don't know about him, in that chasm lies the rest of Amber Heard's life. Johnny Depp will easily and happily spend the rest of his life being a complicated bad boy. He'll survive this, whether the allegations are true or not, but Heard seemingly doesn't get the benefit of the doubt, at least not on the internet. She isn't served by mystery, sex appeal, or the glamour of being a complicated woman with a complicated narrative the way men do. She may never work again. She may owe her ex-husband a lot of money in a forthcoming defamation trial. She may be forced to slink off and hide from a public that's turning on her fast. And like a lot of women before her, she will likely get nothing from a marriage that took a lot away. Papa, what is your gripe and or grievance of the week?
My gripe is, why didn't I get on this TikTok earlier? I would have made me some sweet cash.
What do you think? It's a gambling app?
Not
cash.
TikTok is, can you not monetize it? There is a person called Dua Lipa, and she seems to make a lot of money.
Do you think Dua Lipa is from TikTok?
Well, she is. She was saying that she has millions of...
Yeah, but she's a singer. She's rich because she's a recording artist.
I thought people who have absolutely no talent like me could get some sweet cash.
This episode was a particular bummer, so let's go to a better place for our final and best segment, where we find something that makes us laugh on the internet and we ask ourselves, is that anything? This week's moment of blessed joy comes from TikTok user Nicole Dubois, giving us a scene from pretty much every single Hallmark Christmas movie ever made.
I'll have a black coffee. No snickerdoodle today, Gregory. I'm not in the Christmas spirit. When Grandma died last year, Christmas died with her. Wait, Jeffrey? Grandma's Christmas tree seller? No, I'll buy my own coffee. I don't have time for love. I do working. Wait, you're a single dad? I forgot to have kids, 'cause working. Wait, Jeffrey, I want to share your kid with you. Whoa, what was that? The fat coffee shop owner Gregory was Santa!
I cannot believe this TikTok is making me long for Christmas. Is that anything? One more thing. We mentioned this last week, but I'm going to ask you again. If you're a confused Canadian or confused from any country of origin, I don't want to discriminate, and you have questions about the absolute mess that is the American political system, send them to us. Next week, we'll have an expert on who will tell you what the fuck is going on here. And you can email us your questions or, better yet, email us a voice memo. Send it to notgreat@buzzfeed.com. Do it. Do what I say. Just shut up and do it. Anyway, that's another week on the planet that God seemed to have forgotten. It's not great, but maybe next week will be better. Not Great is a production of BuzzFeed News and Embassy Row. Our executive producers are Carolina Vatslaviak, Charlotte Sims, Samantha Hennig, Julia Cassidy, Anna Marie Johnson, and Barry Jean Dorman. The show is edited by Maureen Vegas. Today's episode was written and produced by me, and our theme music is by Shawnee Cage. You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Saatchi, that's S-C-A-A-C-H-I, or email the show at notgreat@buzzfeed.com. Smell you later. All right, I'll talk to you later. I'm giving you eyes to indicate that I love you, but I won't say it because if I've learned anything in this conversation.
You have to bring some ethos in your eyes. That means you are sympathetic to me and you love me. If I open the eyes wide as if you are scared or something, that doesn't work.
Okay, I'll work on my nonverbal communication.
Perfect. That'll be perfect. It's a good time to do that because you are just cooped up there in a small apartment. And it's a good time to work on those few habits which will come in good stead in later on in life.